It's time for your Southeast Regional Ag News on the Ag Information Network. I am Haley Shipp. Well, after decades of absence, New World screwworm is once again drawing serious attention across the Southeast. Eradicated from the continental U.S. years ago, the pest resurfaced in Mexico in late 24 and has since become a renewed concern for livestock health officials, particularly in warmer climates. Response efforts, though, are ramping up. Treatment and prevention options have expanded with emergency approval of macrocyclic lactone products, including Ivomec and Dectomex. Exalt Cattle CA1 has also received conditional approval as a topical solution for prevention and treatment. Use of these products may occur under veterinary guidance and, in some cases, extra-label drug use provisions. In mid-February, the USDA did open a sterile fly dispersal facility in Edinburg, Texas, allowing distribution of millions of sterile male flies to strengthen the biological barrier. And as we continue to watch this story, plans for a nearby $750 million production plant capable of producing up to 300 million sterile flies per week, along with up to $100 million in research funding through the USDA NWS Grand Challenge, underscore a coordinated push to protect domestic livestock. I'm Haley Shipp. This has been your Southeast Regional Ag News.